Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Menachos Daf Tzadihei, Menachos 95. Today's Daf Yomi, our Gemara discusses the mitzvah of the Lachem Apanim, the mitzvah of the showbread. And we know that, just to review, that the Lachem Apanim, there was a mitzvah to place it on the table in the sanctuary every single Shabbos at the time of the Musaf service, at the time when the Musaf offering was brought. It was a mitzvah to place this new showbread on the table. And the showbread was placed on the table from one Shabbos to the next Shabbos. And the next Shabbos it was removed from the table, and they placed in it the new bread that had been previously baked the day before. And so the bread that was removed was given to the Kohanim, and the Kohanim got to eat it, and they were able to eat it in the Makom Kadosh, only in the holy place, only in the courtyard of the temple. And that is called Betoch HaKohanim, within the courtyard of the temple, as it states, with respect to the Lechem Apanim, in Leviticus chapter 24, verse 9, Vayisal Aaron u'Avanav v'achu b'makom kadosh, that it shall be for Aaron and his children, and they shall eat it in the holy place. Now, generally speaking, we say all the offerings, all the karbanos and the menachos, they have to be in the makom kadosh, and if they go out from there, then they are considered to be pasul, they are disqualified. And this disqualification is going to be called the psul, called yotze, having gone out. So our Gemara in today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara asks the following question: Ibayhu lechem apanim, this showbread nifsel b'masos, eino nifsel b'masos. And the question of the Gemara is: during the time of the wilderness, during the time when the Jewish people were in the desert, and the Jewish people traveled, when they had a mishkan, and the mishkan and this tabernacle, this traveling sanctuary, which they needed to break up, and the Levites would pick up the table with the bread, and they would travel. Would we say that under those circumstances, the showbread itself was going to be disqualified via this disqualification of Yotze, because the curtains were no longer there, but it had moved from its place? So do we say that the removal of the curtains is considered like the showbread has gone out of its courtyard? Or do we say, oh, eino nifsal b'masos? Or do we say it has not gone out of its courtyard? And so, therefore, because there is no courtyard anymore, we're not going to disqualify it. So this is the question that the Gemara asks. And we've seen this question, this similar type of question before, that why do we care? May the hava hava. But the Gemara will often raise these questions, even about historical events, to help us get a deeper understanding of the concepts involved. And so Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, they argued about this question. Chad Amar, one states, nifsal, that it indeed would be disqualified, and the other is of the position that it would not be disqualified. So what's the basis for their argument? At first glance, the Gemara suggests that the basis for their argument is based upon two different verses. That one verse states, with respect to the travels, in Numbers chapter 2, verse 17, it states, Kasher yachanu ken yiso, that just like they camped, so they traveled. And so this verse compares the traveling to the time of the camping, to tell you that just like Bechani Yaso, just like when the sanctuary was camped, if the showbread would go out, Nifsal Biyotze, it would be disqualified, so too when it traveled, Af Benesiyaso, Nifsal Biyotze. So according to this approach, indeed it would be disqualified. However, the Gemara says, the one who says it's not disqualified, they cite a different verse. The verse comes from Numbers chapter 4, verse 7, which states, V'lechem HaTamid Olav Yiyeh, the bread should always be upon it. And we see from here that the Torah calls it the Lechem HaTamid, the constant bread, which means that even when it was traveling, it was going to be considered like it was still in its proper place. So that is the Gemara's initial approach. But the Gemara actually raises questions upon that. And so therefore, when Rav Dimi came from the land of Israel to Babylon, he gives a different answer. And he cites a different verse. He says, if the bread is actually on the table when it travels, everybody would agree under those circumstances that the bread is not going to be disqualified because of the verse of Lechem HaTamid Olav Yiyeh. So what's he talking about? Where the bread has been removed from the table, meaning to say they took it down like on Shabbos and they gave it to the Kohanim, and then afterwards they traveled. And so therefore, under those circumstances, what's the basis for their argument? So the one who disqualifies is, it's because, like the verse we cited before, Kasher Yachanu Kein Yisrael. sell. But the one who says it's kosher is going to say the reason why it's not disqualified, even though the tabernacle has moved and the temple has been removed from the showbread and the curtains have come down, is because there's a different verse. And this verse comes from Numbers chapter 2, verse 17. And it states in that verse, what does it state in that verse? It states, like previously we cited the first part of that verse, but now we're citing V'nasa Ol Moed, that the Ol Moed traveled. And what does this teach us from the fact that it says the Ol Moed traveled? It tells us that Afal Pisha Nasa Ol Moed Hu, that even though it travels, it's still considered to be the Ol Moed. Meaning to say, even though the Ol Moed, the curtains have come down and the Ol Moed is on the move, nevertheless, the Ol Moed, it's still called Ol Moed, and for this reason, the showbread is going to be kosher. And the Mesha Chachma cites this verse to teach us a very powerful spiritual point, that we might think that the kavod, the glory of the Ol Moed, is only going to be in the place when it's exactly set up the way it's supposed to be, and in this glorious sanctuary. And we're seeing from here, no, that the Ol Moed is capable of traveling. And so even though it travels, the glory is going to be considered to be attaching to it. And so he writes that this, so too, is something that is a very spiritual concept, which we find that we give glory not only to a synagogue, but any place like a home that has a mezuzah or a home that has Torah within it, that also can achieve these great spiritual heights. And that's what we're seeing from the concept that even though it travels, it is an Ol Moed. And this is actually halachic, that the showbread is not going to be disqualified according to this opinion, because it's really, even though there's no sanctuary, it's considered like the sanctuary is surrounding it, because we are able to bring our holiness to on the move, and the holiness can travel as long as there is the Torah there.